Researchers are excited about the discovery of what they think is a new species of flying dinosaur that was about the size of a cat. The partial remains of the small dinosaur were discovered in 2009 in British Columbia, Canada. The creature was a kind of pterosaur. Pterosaurs were vertebrates, meaning they had backbones, and likely covered with fur or hair. The remains included evidence of wings, so this pterosaur could fly. Researchers believe it lived about 77 million years ago. Elizabeth Martin Silverstone is the lead writer of a research paper about the flying dinosaur. She attends the University of Southampton in Britain. Martin Silverstone said, "The discovery is an exciting moment in the study of dinosaurs. The hollow bones of pterosaurs are poorly preserved," she said. "This suggests that a small pterosaur could very rarely be preserved, but not necessarily that they didn't exist." The flying dinosaur described in the paper had a wingspan of over 1 meter. Pterosaurs of that time were much larger, with wingspans from 4 to 11 meters. Researchers said the largest known pterosaur was as big as a modern giraffe. It had a wingspan the size of a small airplane. The remains of this dinosaur were found in small pieces. Researchers are not yet able to decide if they represent an unknown species. Yet the researchers were able to say the small pterosaur belonged to a group of short-winged, toothless pterosaurs called azorchoids. The specimen is far from the prettiest or most complete pterosaur fossil you'll ever see, but it's still an exciting and significant find, said Mark Witten of the University of Portsmouth. Witten is a pterosaur expert. He noted, "It's rare to find pterosaur fossils at all because their skeletons were lightweight and easily damaged once they died. The small ones are the rarest of all." But luck was on our side, and several bones of this animal survived the preservation process. He added that the creature discovered was full-grown. The paper was published in the Royal Society journal, Open Science. I'm Anne Ball.